30% of us lie awake tonight, staring at ceilings, counting breaths instead of sheep, watching darkness slowly fade to dawn. We've tried everything. Prescription pills that leave us groggy, melatonin gummies that don't work, meditation apps that somehow make us more anxious. Meanwhile, sleep deprivation quietly erodes our health, relationships, and sanity. But what if the solution isn't pharmaceutical or technological, but ancient? What if the answer lies in practices developed thousands of years before sleep labs and EEG machines? Yoga for better sleep isn't about contorting into pretzel shapes before bed. It's about understanding the intricate dance between body, breath, mind, and rest. This approach bridges cutting-edge neuroscience with timeless wisdom, offering hope for the millions who've forgotten what genuine rest feels like. Sleep isn't one thing. It's a symphony. Throughout the night, your brain cycles through distinct stages every 90 minutes. And one is that drowsy transition where consciousness fades. And two brings genuine sleep, marked by sleep spindles that protect you from waking. And three delivers deep, slow-wave sleep, repairing tissues and consolidating memories. REM sleep arrives with active dreaming and complete muscle paralysis, processing emotions and cementing learning. During deep sleep, your brain activates a glymphatic system that washes away toxic proteins, including beta amyloid plaques linked to Alzheimer's. Two biological forces govern your sleep. Process S, the mounting pressure of adenosine accumulating during waking hours, and process C, your circadian rhythm, controlled by light-responsive neurons orchestrating melatonin release. Unless you're among the rare 1% with a genetic mutation, you need 7 to 8 hours, regardless of how much coffee convinces you otherwise. Picture lying awake at 2 a.m., mind racing through tomorrow's meetings, replaying conversations, worrying endlessly. Your body's exhausted, but your brain won't quit. This is insomnia, affecting 1/3 of adults. Stress floods you with cortisol and adrenaline, chemicals designed for immediate action, not rest. Your body can't distinguish between a charging tiger and an overdue bill. Both trigger fight or flight responses that make sleep physiologically impossible. Physical pain disrupts sleep, while poor sleep amplifies pain, a vicious cycle. Depression destroys sleep quality, yet acute sleep deprivation can temporarily act as an antidepressant. Sleep apnea affects 7% of people, causing breathing pauses that jolt you awake dozens of times nightly. Caffeine, consumed by over 90% of American adults, blocks adenosine receptors, masking sleepiness without eliminating sleep debt. Nearly 25% of American adults use sleep aids annually, despite their habit-forming nature and cognitive side effects. Alcohol seems helpful initially, but as sleep scientist Matthew Walker notes, alcohol sedates you out of wakefulness, but it does not induce natural sleep. Once metabolized, it causes repeated waking and disrupts REM sleep, precisely the stage needed for emotional regulation and memory consolidation. Yoga views sleep disturbance as a symptom of deeper imbalances rather than mechanical failure. The Yoga Sutra identifies 5 mental-emotional afflictions, kleshas, that disturb sleep: ignorance about our true nature, excessive self-centeredness, attachment to pleasant experiences, aversion to unpleasant ones, and fear, especially of death or loss of identity. These ancient categories align remarkably well with modern anxiety, rumination, and stress. The goal isn't fighting sleeplessness, but cultivating conditions where sleep naturally arises. Yoga's 8-limbed path offers a comprehensive framework. The yamas, ethical principles, create external harmony through nonviolence, truthfulness, and moderation. The niyamas, personal observances, cultivate inner peace through purity, contentment, and discipline. This isn't mysticism. It's practical psychology aligned with cognitive behavioral therapy principles. Both recognize that distorted thoughts and dysfunctional behaviors perpetuate sleep problems. Yoga addresses not just mind and behavior, but also body and breath, recognizing these dimensions constantly influence each other. When your shoulders carry chronic tension, your breath stays shallow, your mind remains agitated, and sleep stays elusive. Start with sleep hygiene, the practical behaviors that set conditions for rest. Your bedroom should be dark, blackout curtains protect melatonin production, cool, 60 to 67 F ideal, and quiet. White noise masks irregular sounds. Go to bed only when genuinely sleepy. If you're not asleep within 20 minutes, get up and do something calming until drowsiness returns. Maintain consistent wake times, even on weekends, to stabilize your circadian rhythm. Morning sunlight exposure proves remarkably powerful. Specialized retinal cells need bright natural light to calibrate your biological rhythms. Exercise supports sleep, particularly in the morning, though intense workouts after 8 p.m. can delay sleep onset. Avoid large meals within 3 hours of bedtime and eliminate caffeine after 2 p.m. It has a 5 to 6 hour half-life. Now add yoga's unique contributions. The basic yoga sleep sequence combines postures, breathing, and meditation to activate your parasympathetic nervous system, the rest and digest mode that sleep's prerequisite. Practice within 2 hours of bedtime in dim lighting. Begin with Ujjayi breathing, that ocean wave sound created by slightly constricting your throat, which activates the vagus nerve and triggers relaxation. Gradually extend your exhalations longer than your inhalations. Try a 4-6 or 4-8 ratio, releasing tension with each outbreath. This practice can reduce sleep latency by up to 15 minutes. The postural sequence systematically releases tension from head to toe. Begin with simple cross-legged forward fold, chest supported on a bolster for 3 to 5 minutes. Progress through peaceful resting pose and child's pose, creating safety and surrender. Continue with sunset pose, seated forward fold, then legs up the wall, perhaps the most restorative pose, reversing fluid accumulation while quieting your mind. Each pose should feel effortless and fully supported. You're releasing, not stretching. Notice tension in your jaw, shoulders, hips, belly. Consciously soften these areas with each exhalation. Research shows consistent practice can improve sleep quality by 30%. For specific challenges, modify accordingly. Hyperarousal responds to alternate nostril breathing and yoga nidra. Depression benefits from morning chest opening sequences. Sleep apnea improves with tongue exercises and pranayama. Limited mobility, chair yoga adapts every pose. Conclude with 5 to 10 minutes of seated meditation. Sit comfortably, spine tall but relaxed, observing your breath's natural rhythm. When thoughts arise, acknowledge them and return to breathing. Gradually extend exhalations, releasing tension from eyes, temples, jaw, neck, shoulders. This trains your mind in the letting go that sleep requires. Sleep isn't a luxury. It's the foundation of health, creativity, emotional balance, and longevity. Your capacity for deep, restorative sleep isn't lost. It's obscured by accumulated tension, distorted thoughts, and dysfunctional habits that can change. Yoga practices for better sleep work gradually but profoundly. Morning practices align you with natural cortisol rhythms, building energy and focus. Evening practices signal your nervous system that it's safe to let go. Even 15 minutes daily creates lasting neural pathways supporting healthy sleep. In a culture glorifying busyness and treating sleep as weakness, choosing rest is revolutionary. These practices aren't quick fixes. They're invitations to a different relationship with yourself. Start tonight. Roll out your mat, dim the lights, take one conscious breath. Your body remembers how to sleep. You're simply removing the obstacles preventing it.